started. Call to order. And we'll go to item number two on the agenda, the council roll call.
Okay.
Is that you, Carissa?
David? Yes. I'll start with Carl David. Eric Duane. David Hahn.
Here.
Robert McDonald.
I'm here.
Mario Munoz. Greg Rapp.
Here.
And Dale Sutner.
Here.
Okay. We currently do not have a quorum. However, I would also just like to go through some administrative procedures, just since this is being conducted via teleconference.
Eric Kinsley. Somebody just came on.
This is Eric Kinsley.
Eric.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Eric.
Good morning.
Good morning. I just ask that you please mute yourself to eliminate any background noise. And if you would like to speak, you can then unmute yourself and please identify yourself so we know who is talking. And you can take it from here, Bobby.
Okay, very good. I'm assuming we're going to get a couple of them. We have a quorum now?
That was Eric Ensley.
Oh, Ensley. Okay, Ensley. Oh, gosh almighty. Been so long, I forgot who it was.
No problem.
Well, anyway, let's get started. I may have to imagine we'll have some other people coming on.
Okay.
I guess the next thing I need to do is call for a public comment. I noticed that I noticed here that it said that you were supposed to write in, but the information got out a little late. So if there's, I will call for anyone that wants to do public comment to please let me know, and we'll pick your name down and we'll go in the order you call. Is there anybody on the phone that wants to do public comments? Anybody wants to
do public comments? This is Carissa. We didn't receive any either.
Okay, good enough. Then I'll just keep moving on. I just wanted to make sure, because I know that when Eric and I spoke this week, the other day, we noticed that it wasn't on it. It stated you need to do it, but we didn't send it out to the public. Anyway, we got it. So, okay. All right, moving right on. The Executive Committee's report. While we've been on vacation here, COVID vacation, for the last couple of months, I just wanted to give you, I tried to make sure that I got with Greg, and we tried to make sure that we sent out as much information as we could about what's happening in the veterans community. I think I just recently sent the last couple of days information to you all in regards to, sites for testing. And then I need to listen. I got to get some information to you, and we'll talk about it. The sites for testing and any other information we could about what's happened in the community for veterans and jobs and education. So I will keep passing that information on. The other thing I'm going to do, we discussed, and one of the things I want to do is make sure that when some of the legislators have their little meetings and groups and community leaders that have information about veterans and stuff, I'm going to start sending you information to let you know, so if you want to get involved or you want to speak or you want to just listen, that is pertaining to your district or to the county. So I'll start sending that stuff out. But in the meantime, I just tried to make sure that I kept you as up to date as I could. Okay. Greg, you got anything else you want to add?
No, you said it all. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. By the way, doing this executive committee report, I want to give a shout out and congratulations to Greg Rass for his accomplishment in the district to help veterans. So congratulations, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay. Item number five. Mario, are you on the phone? Yep. Dale, I heard you. You're here, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. We have put this item number five on the agenda. I'm assuming everybody's got a copy of the agenda in front of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. we had put this item on the agenda a while back, and we haven't really had a chance to go through it. Of course, I have still it on here because we're doing it over the phone, but maybe the issue is about what we meet, the date and time, I believe, that you asked to put on the agenda. And right now, we're going to have to be on the phone. So this is something we can bring up at another time if you'd like. We can table it until we get to the point where we can meet face-to-face and in a position. But that's your call because it's on there. So what would you like? What was your pleasure, sir?
Bobby, I'd just soon table it to the future. It's kind of mute at this point anyway. No pun intended, but that we even discuss about it because who knows when we're going to be able to meet in person again.
I just wanted to make sure I brought it up.
We don't have quorum right now anyway, so it's kind of, useless to be discussing something.
Okay, well, again, we'll table it. We'll table it, not a problem. I just wanted to bring it up and make sure that we're still alive and well and kicking with it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. No, thank you, sir. Thanks for the direction. The Orange County Veterans and Military Family Collaborative Update. Councilmember David, are you around? Okay, he's not here. I know he's got Wednesday's his heavy duty day at school. So, all right, wait a minute. If he gets on, we'll talk. Come back to that. Item number 7, Veterans Service Office Representative, Mr. Inslee.
All right. Good morning. I know we have had a couple of months where we didn't have Veteran Service Office report. I think we're missing in February, March.
Yes, sir.
And now we're into April. Just some highlights. I'll cover them quickly. For February, we had served a total of 1,375 veterans with about 1,373 claims filed. We had policy waivers. We did 10 policy waivers, processed about 343 driver's license verifications, received about 1,033 calls to the office and 37 emails. Our wait times at the time was about 77 minutes. The reason why I wanted to cover these months because I think going into the COVID stay-at-home policy and our staff being able to work remotely, wanted to share with everyone some trends that we're seeing from serving veterans and their families in the community. For March, we served 972 contacts with veterans and filed 1,096 claims, processed 29 policy waivers, 149 DMV verifications, entertained and handled 1,110 calls, and 248 emails. Our wait times were starting to decline there. Wait times were 48 minutes for March. We did some things to try and increase our wait times and still serve the same volume of clients coming into the office. Now for April. April has changed everyone's lives quite a bit. It affords our staff to be more creative and innovative in how we serve the community. And still try and meet the needs of those veterans and their families trying to make contact with the office. So we've had contact with 802 veterans and their families and filed about 142 claims. What went on hold because there was no in-person contact was DMV verifications. We handled 59 and processed 59 policy waivers. Our calls went down to 934, but our emails had gone up to 409. The reason for that is because of there not being any contact and our ability to serve clients and communicate with our clients, trying to reach out and give them guidance on how to proceed. So using technology to try and serve those clients has helped us quite a bit through emails. I think what's been affected is the ability to file claims. I don't think that people have gotten quite used to providing information electronically so that we can submit a substantive claim to the VA. That being said, we are working with about 40% of our staff to do this process and still meet some of the needs of our folks in the community. So more to come on that, you know, as we move forward with trying to serve our clients. I still see the trends of making more contacts and people getting comfortable with our automated college fee waiver submission process. We still are meeting a substantial volume with that, and people are still getting used to using that system to submit their applications.
Any questions, gentlemen? Any questions? Eric, is there a set of guidelines or procedures that you're working through right now to cover the COVID? I know for mostly for April and part of this month, May. Is there something that, and I ask, is there something because of the changes and stuff that you just gave us a nice, pretty updated background? Is there a way that we could get some information out or you can get us to the group here? An update, some of those comments that you just made, show that we're still out there helping veterans, because I know I'm on a lot of calls and people ask me questions how we're doing and stuff to that effect, and I'd be loved to be able to highlight some of the things you just gave us.
We haven't placed anything on our website as far as some frequently asked questions that may come
sure.
up. I guess we can draft something. I think a lot of the stuff that's on our website still holds true today, other than the fact that now we're being creative in how we're handling cases remotely. People are still, the certain claims reps are still making contact with clients via those electronic mediums, and being able to submit claims is still the same. I think what's been affected, it hasn't really changed our operations other than the fact that we don't have that in-person contact. I think that's the thing that people are getting used to and develop some comfort around.
Mm-hmm.
I know that some of our aging veterans are having some challenges because they're not as savvy with the electronic process or as comfortable with the process. So I think they do prefer the in-person visit. So we're scheduling appointments further out for those clients and trying to triage those who have emergent needs due to health problems
okay.
and or financial. So, yeah, we can get something out to summarize some of that. I think that it doesn't really impede our ability to serve, even though we're working remotely. We can still do the same
right.
work, I guess.
But I like the idea that what you said, so the facts, you know, the FAQs, that would be probably kind of helpful. So,
yeah.
But anyway,
okay.
I tell you what, we can take this offline, but what I'll do is I'll get with we may be able to come up with something. Maybe I can get some questions to you, and you may
okay.
be able to help me answer some of them. Because I know I get questions,
okay.
you know, what we're doing, how we're doing it, how we handle it. And so, you know,
Bobby,
anyway,
this
absolutely.
Is Erica.
Yeah,
Bobby,
Erica, how are you?
Good. So Eric's been doing a great job working with the team to make sure that there's no interruption in services, even though the experience for the veteran is a little bit different. But what we can do is we'll draft something and send it over to you for review, just so that we're capturing what you had in mind. And we'll see about getting it up on our website. And then I know you've got a large network of email distribution. We can try and help get the word out, just so that they know what to expect. Obviously, our building is closed to the public, so we do have information that's posted on our front door that would probably be helpful to have it posted electronically and sent out as well.
Yeah, well, I know that Eric and the rest of the crew there are doing a bang-up job. It's just the idea that I get questions sometimes and I don't have the answers, and I know we're doing it. So my thing to you is thank you. Maybe we can get together and get, like you said, a veteran's experience. The COVID veterans experience. That'd be really neat.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I know what we're doing. But it's just the idea, because again, as you so eloquently stated, and Eric did too, you know, you got that older population out there that, you know, you got to go and they don't know how to use a computer, and then you got somebody else helping, and it gets to be difficult. So, thank
absolutely.
You. Eric, thank you so much, sir. Anybody else have any questions? Okay. Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you, Erica.
Thank you.
All right. OC for Vets. Kevin can't make the meeting. However, he did send me a note, and I'm going to read it. And it says, the biggest piece of info I can provide for the group is that all of our veteran behavioral health programs are actively supporting the community. HCA's family program, college-based program, OC for Vets, and CS for Vets have all transitioned to telehealth. All transitioned to telehealth platforms to support veterans and their families. The peer support program is working both in the office and out in the community support as well. Okay, so that was his little note to me to make sure that I read to y'all to give you an update on what OC for Vets and what they're doing. Any questions? Okay, moving right along. It's Mr. Ben Gales on the phone.
I am, sir.
Ben, are you there?
Bobby. I am,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, you're just so quiet, man. Hey, you got a little link update for us, sir?
Sure, yeah. I think just to pick up on what Eric and Erica were saying, and what you were asking, Bobby, about the veteran experience, and, you know, most of the CDSO-related issues or questions that I get are related to the college fee waiver. I mean, there's a lot of people that have reached out to me and expressed a lot of relief that they can do this online now. You know, and that's not true. And really, actually, to be honest with you, I'm not aware of another county that has online. There may be some in California, but it's not the general experience. So we're doing well in that way. Definitely facilitating something that works right now. So I think that's great. And, you know, I think that's true of just the general veteran community right now. I mean, looking at the collaborative and the providers, whether it's mental health or employment or housing, people are carrying on, you know, a lot of stuff done on the phones. You know, certainly employment, mental health really strongly moved that way. Housing for the most part, although the CRRC, you can make an in-person appointment. SSVF, you know, through Volunteers of America for Rapid Rehousing is being done remotely. But, you know, for the most part, people are continuing the work. And I, from what I can see, I mean, I think the biggest missing piece is just the, you know, ability for veterans and families to come and, you know, make some of those better connections, you know, and I think there's value in that. I mean, kind of like the senior veteran analogy. But things are definitely moving along. And Region 8, our community college group, is doing a lot, very involved in the Student Veteran Coronavirus Relief Act, I think it was called, or something like that. But a lot of advocacy there to get that passed. You know, that did things like preserve, you know, housing payment rates, even when something goes online.
I don't know what you're saying.
VA changed that. Doing some stuff with work study. So a lot of really good advocacy coming out of that group. And a lot of work to just figure out how to, you know, work in VRCs to help student veterans effectively, adjusting work-study practices and holding a lot of Zoom meetings, you know, so not getting rid of VRC meetings for students, just moving them to Zoom. And that's pretty much what we all know is happening in a lot of places. So I think that's my general update. Happy to take any questions. But I see a lot of just good things continuing.
Okay, sir. Any questions for Mr. Ben?
Nope.
All right. Moving right along. Carl David, you get on the phone yet? All right, he's not there. So we'll go to David Hahn with the events committee report. You got a lot of events that happened in the last couple months, right, sir?
Hi, Bobby. Yes. A lot of events that have been canceled and moved to different venues and forums. Really don't have much going on as far as events on the calendar. The only one that we still have is the one for Buena Park's Memorial Day celebration on the 25th. I don't have anything else.
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, actually, I'm glad you said that. I just got an email yesterday from Tustin, city of Tustin. This is how far out they're going. They are going to just they're going to stream the fireworks, but there'll be nobody in the stands or anybody around. They'll just do it streaming. Although, I will get back to you because one of the things that they asked was to get some veterans and maybe to get a little video clip of the veterans and what their thoughts are on 4th of July. I'll get back to you because I'd like to make sure we all participate in that. But which is okay. Pretty neat. They'll do it before the 4th of July, before they have the fireworks and stuff. They'll do something honoring their veterans and our veterans. So I'll get back to you. But I'm just giving you a heads up on that because that may be happening in a lot of different cities. All right.
Okay. Sounds good.
Any other questions for David? Well, moving right along to council comments. And we'll start with you, David. You got any council comments?
Negative.
All right. Greg, you got any council? I'm sorry, Dave. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So I cut you off. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No. Thank you.
All right. No council comment. Okay. Greg, Rass.
Just a couple of things I noticed with the they going deeper and deeper in debt. That looks like Newsom's pulling funding for the Veterans Cemetery in Irvine. So we're back to square one with that. They waited 7 years, going back and forth on the ballot, off the ballot, Strawberry Patch, golf course, the other place. And now it looks like it's DOA. So I'd be to make it an issue to see if we can get some federal funding if possible, but I just want to throw that out. I know I've been addressed by several veterans in the area. They're very disappointed that Gavin Newsom, the governor, pulled funding for this, but it has to be approved by the legislature, and we'll see how that works. Quicksilva, who was championing it, she basically backed away, too. She goes, "You guys, we gave you the money, use it or lose it. You wasted too much time, so I'm not going to back you anymore." That's kind of the impression I got from her, from what I read in the papers. I haven't talked to her directly. Like Bobby said, I thank everybody. We won our primary election for the U.S. Congress, 45th Congressional District. I know this isn't a political organization, but I just want to thank everybody for all the kind words that I received after I won. So on to November. The veterans are concerned. The student veterans are concerned. Here's one issue, Bobby.
Okay.
My son is a 20-year Marine, and he's done the GI Bill. He's going to school now at UCI working on his MBA, which is very expensive, but it's obviously being paid by the government. But the reason he went to UCI, because it's a very premier business school and a great MBA program, which is like a $130,000 two-year program. And with the program, it was in classes, it was going trips to China, Israel, Europe, and all that has been canceled. And I don't know how much authority we have at our level, but they're not getting their money's worth. And I'm just using him as an example. But a lot of these students who thought they'd be going to a four-year university or prestigious college, they're back online basically getting the same degree they can get at University of Phoenix online. So I don't know where we can go for that, but I would want to address somebody at the probably federal level saying, we're not getting our money's worth here for this GI Bill. So I just want to kind of throw that out just for general knowledge. And he's pretty upset because, like I said, he could have just got an MBA at University of Phoenix and be around $10,000 instead of $130,000. But anyways, I'm proud of my son. He just finished 20 years in the Marine Corps, just retired. This month, it was going to have a big party, but obviously with COVID, that was canceled. Veterans still reach out. They ask us all the time what's going on. I try to give them updates here and down in this district here, Lisa Bartlett's district. And unfortunately, with COVID, everything's kind of on the back burner right now. But appreciate we have these meetings again so we can discuss issues. Maybe we can do Zoom next time where we can see each other. But unfortunately, we didn't have a quorum today, so that's a little disappointing. So with that, I'll give it back to you, Bobby.
Let me get back to you. Let's at some point in time, why don't you, I, and Carl David have a conversation about your son, because if that's a veteran's issue. I mean, he's got the, and we can probably get somebody from UC Irvine to be on the call. the four of us and discuss this issue and see what's happening, because it probably may not be, this might just be an isolated issue. It may be something we can deal with and talk about, but I don't want to take any further on our dime here, but let's get together and see if we can't make something like that happen. That would be cool. Okay? All right.
All right,
Dale?
Bobby, all yours.
All right, Dale?
Yeah, I have a couple issues that I'd like to bring up. First, I want to thank the city of Mission Viejo for their creative way of celebrating Memorial Day with the signs, the posters they put up, and having a virtual ceremony that I read in the paper that's going on.
Yeah.
To me, that's really something very special, considering I saw that the Boy Scouts cannot go out and put flags on the graves like they've always done in the past. So I think it's really something special. Number two, it's an issue I've been working on for a long time, like all last year, and it looks like at this moment in time that Garden Grove is going to have an official Veterans Day event in the city. And at this time, we have General Dent as our keynote speaker, and we have a nonprofit that's coming in, and we're going to have some entertainment and music and everything. It's still in the works, but that's where we're at this time on it. And I agree. I think these meetings would be a lot more productive if we put them on Zoom. I have my planning commission meetings at the city, and they're all done on Zoom, and it works out really great. And one other thing, back in January, I was over at City Hall in Garden Grove, and there's a bunch of homeless over there. And I went over there and talked to them, and I said, any of you guys veterans? And this one guy said he was. And I said, here, let me take you across the street over to Coastline. And Tom over there runs the center. Took this guy under his wings, and the guy is now, I heard Monday from Tom that the guy is now has a job as a custodian at the Veterans VA Center up in, I forget where he's at. But anyway, he's got a job. He's got, he's going to his AA meetings. He's, you know, getting off alcohol, and he has a place to live. And so I think that's something really special that even like our centers, like at Coastline Community College and a few of those places, do a wonderful job in helping people who aren't even, you know, part of their school, but they're out to help all the veterans in the city. And so that's one example of a veteran who is homeless, who had alcohol problems, psychological problems, and now is back being, a good citizen, you know, and our money is well spent on helping him. So other than that, that's all I have for right now. Thank you.
Okay, a couple things. Greg, I, in the register this morning, there's a story where some Boy Scouts have gone. So I don't know which, I think it was Orange or one of the cities, I forget which one. They're allowing Boy Scouts with a mask to go out and put flags on the grave sites. So you may want to check with the register and see who wrote that story. Maybe we can get them to.
Yeah, they approved it, but you can't do it as an organization. You can go personally and do it yourself. So that's what they're
okay.
Doing.
Well, like I said, it's in the paper this morning. I just thought maybe it might be somebody we can go to get to, but you amplified it.
I read that article, too. Fairview is allowing individual groups to come in.
Fairview, Fairview,
Anybody can go over there, and they'll give you a certain section of the cemetery that...
Okay.
So
I'm just saying, I'm from the old school. If there's a will, there's a way, and if somebody else is doing it, there might be an opportunity, that's all. All right. Anybody else from the committee, executive committee, got anything else to say? All I have was David, Greg, Dale. Anybody else come on? Before I give my comments, I would like to recognize, I believe, Congressman Lou Carrillo's representative, Jose Guevara, is on the phone. Jose, you want to say a couple words?
Yes, Chairman. Thank you. And thanks for inviting us to this meeting once again, and even though it's on the phone, it's good to hear everybody's voices. Colonel Rath, If you'd like, you can write down my number and forward it to your son. See if we can help him out with his issues with the VA.
Okay.
Number 714-745-3285. Once again, 714-745-3285. And, you know, he's welcome to call me, and I can help him troubleshoot what he's going through and maybe give him more, maybe give him some guidance in getting that thing squashed.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I love it.
And we'll,
go ahead. And with that, I yield back to the chair. Thank you.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Yeah, that's why we love Lou.
He's a good man. Yeah, well, y'all. Again, thank you all for being on the call. I will continue sending pertinent veterans information to you as it comes along and keep you a little bit more informed now that we've got another forum here to communicate. Before I do leave, though, before I close the meeting, Erica, did you want to say anything? Do you have any comments you want to make to the group?
No, I just want to echo the sentiments of Supervisor Correa's office. It's great to hear everyone's voices. Thank you all for your patience as we try to adjust our operations and really focus on our essential business through March and April. But now, maybe moving forward, I think there's no reason to not meet monthly. And we will look into the Zoom request. I know that other councils and committees have expressed an interest in using Zoom, and it's been told to us that it's not an approved county, it's not an approved IT platform for county business. But I know that they were going to explore that further. So we'll give you an update on that too.
Very good. All right. Is there anything else to come before the group? Hearing none, meeting's adjourned. Thank you all for being here. Thanks for being here.
All right, thank you, guys.